We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Pei Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. The last line on page Pei Vav, about to turn on to page 172. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kos Birchas HaMazon Eino Elo Shel Yayin. We've been discussing the halachos of the Kos of Birchas HaMazon, so the Mechaber tells us that it has to be from wine, Velo Mishar Mashkin, and not from other liquids, Afilu Kavas Sudasu Aleihem. Even if you were Koveya that Suda on other liquids, you can't use those liquids for Birchas HaMazon, you have to use wine. Vim Ein Yayin Matsui Ba'oso Makom, but if wine is not found in that place, it's not commonly found, Vashechar Oshar Mashkin Havu Chamar Medina, and beer or other liquids are drinks of the country, they are Chamar Medina, they're commonly drank in that place, Mevarchin Aleihem, then you can make the Birchas HaMazon on those other drinks or the beer, Chutz Min HaMayim, excluding water. Says the Ramah, Umashin Ohagim Medinos Eilu Levarech Ala Shechar Ein Limchos. That which our custom in our countries is to do Birchas HaMazon over beer, you should not protest. D'hayesh omrim de'eno ton kos klal. Because as we learned, there are those who say that benching does not require a kos at all. V'od, and furthermore, d'ha ikr chamer medina hu shechar. The ikr chamer medina in our countries is beer. V'kovim hasuda alav. And we are also koveya, the suda on the beer. We'll see in the Mishabura what this line means. V'af agav d'yayin nimtza ba'ir. And even if wine is found in the city, mikomokom lo mikri matzri l'davar zeh. It's still not considered commonly found l'gabe this, shu b'yoker, because it's very expensive. V'ef sher liknos yayin b'chol suda l'varach alav. And you can't buy wine for every suda in order to bench on it. Omnam, however, ha-mitzvah min ha-muvchor l'varach al yayin. The mitzvah ha-muvchor is to bench on wine specifically. Then the Ramah ends off and says, V'yesh medaktikin kishemavarchin biyachid al yayin. There are those who medaktik when they bench biyachidus on wine, shalolechos hakos biyodom, not to hold the cup in their hands, rak manichin oso al hashulchan lefneihem. They just place it down on the table in front of them. V'nochom minog zeh al derech hakabala, and this minog is correct, al pi kabala. Now let's go back and see the Mishabura on Sif Beis, beginning on the very bottom of Pei Vav with Sifkaton Hei, V'lo Mishar Mashkim. We said in the Mechaber, the Kos of Birchas HaMazon should only be wine, it should not be from other drinks. K'mo le'inyan Kiddush v'Havdalah, just like we find by Kiddush and Havdalah, De'eino al Shar Mashkin, L'kuli Alma b'makom d'lohavian Chamar Medina. Just like we find by Kiddush and Havdalah, we don't make it on other liquids, according to everyone, in a place where those other liquids are not going to be Chamar Medina. And we said in the Mechaber, even if you are Koveya Suda on these liquids, you still should not use them for Birchas HaMazon. So the Mishabura continues on the top of 172 in Sifkaton Vav, Afilu Kava Sudaso. Ratzalomra means to say, Shetoch HaSuda Somach HaMashkezo, that during this very Suda you were reliant on this drink, V'hoya Ikir Shtiyaso Mihen, and your Ikir drinking was from this drink. Afilu Hachi Einze Mechashev Osom Levarach Alehem Birchas HaMazon. That still is not enough to be Machshev these drinks in order to allow you to bench on them. Kevan De'ein Anshe Ha'ir Regilim Lishtoso Tomil B'makom Hazeh, since the people of this city are not regular to drink it commonly, and therefore it will not count as Chamar Medina, and you cannot use it for benching. Sifkaton Zayin, the Mishabura says, Ein Yayin Matsui. This is the next point of the Mechaber, after he says, Yudafka should make the Birchas HaMazon on wine, and not other liquids, even if you will kaveh a suda on it. But then he said, but if wine is not commonly found in that place, and beer or other liquids are Chamar Medina, then you can bench on the other liquids except for water. So says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Zayin, Ein Yayin Matsui, the wine is not commonly found. V'afilu nimtza yayin ba'ir, even if wine is found in the city, elo she'eino matzui harbi, it's just not found a lot, u'mipnei ze ikir shtias pnei ha'ir hu sheichar ushar mashkin, and because it's not found a lot, the ikir drink in the city is from beer or other drinks, yesh lohokel levarech birchas hamazon al sheichar, you can be lenient to bench on the sheichar. V'ayim bebach, shekosav, look in the bach where he writes, da'af de'eino mulchuyev lahadir sham achar yayin leknosam nachenvani, even though in such places where the wine is not found a lot, that you're not mechuyev to go to a storekeeper to go actually and buy wine, mikomokonim yesh lo yayin bebeis lo yivarach al yayin. But even in such a situation, if you have wine in the house, enough for benching, then you avada should bench on the wine. Let's look at note number 6. In note number 6, He says, "V'im ein yayin Yisrael matzui, if the wine of a Yisrael is not found, elorak yayin shel nochri bilvad, just the wine of a nochri, kosov l'kamon shel mikomokom ein yayin nechshav matzui ayidei zeh, that does not make wine consider matzui, just because there is wine of a nochri that is found in that place." And then he writes in note number 6, "V'mashechar chavev alav yosir min hayayin," a person who enjoys beer more than wine, the Be'alacha tells us later on, "Sheyachol l'kadesh u'levarech alav af b'makom shayayin matzui." That's grounds to bench, make kiddush and bench on the beer over the wine, even in a place where the wine is commonly found. Ubizmanenu nowadays shayayin matzri larov, as we know, there is an abundance of wine. Ve'ein shosim eshar hamashkos kitachlif layayin, and we don't drink other drinks as a replacement for the wine. So therefore, nowadays, says the Chazon Ish, she'ein shum mashke nechshav chamer medina. All the other drinks, says the Chazon Ish, are not considered chamer medina. Af al pi shegam yayin asmo einog lishtos. Even though we don't commonly drink wine, it still does not allow the other drinks to be considered chamer medina, since wine is so prevalently found in our countries. V'chein das aktsos ha-shulchan, shekevan shayayin matzui, since wine is commonly found, ein shum mashke choshev chamer medina, that's also the opinion of the aktsos ha-shulchan, just like the Chazon Ish, that nowadays, since there is an abundance of wine, the other drinks are no longer considered chamer medina. Meidoch, on the other hand, das agon Rav Yoshev, she'af bizmanenu shayayin matzui, even nowadays where the wine is found, yeshna mashkim shedinam kachamer medina, there still are drinks that would be considered chamer medina. V'atam, and the reason is, kevan shayom ein regilis lishtos yayin b'shum simcha elu l'kiddush v'avdala. Since nowadays we don't usually drink wine at a simcha, we only drink it for kiddush and avdala, u'lakach ein hayayin choshev chamer medina, therefore the wine is not considered chamer medina. That leaves room for the other drinks, says Rav Yoshev, to be yes considered chamer medina. The kosav shekei nogu, and Rav Yoshev writes that that is the minug. The somchin amash kosav abiralocha leel b'das haramim l'inyan avdala, and rely on that which the Be'alacha says really later on in the opinion of the Rambam l'gavi avdala. Shemro b'nei ha-medina shosrim sheikha, if most of the people in the country drink beer, nechshav hu chamer medina af im matzui yayin, that's considered chamer medina even if wine is found. V'chein kosov b'shalos m'shuv v'shevra levi, Rav Ozner writes the same thing, laham l'tzchus, to be melamed tzchus shegam bizmanenu shayach chamer medina, that even nowadays there would be shayach to discuss chamer medina, mishum shayom ein ikir hashtia klal miyayin, because nowadays our ikir drinking is not from wine. Shelo kibizman chazal, unlike it was in the days of chazal, lekach masha yayin matzui eino siba shelo lahachshiv shar mashkim chamer medina. Therefore, the fact that wine is commonly found is not grounds to not consider the other drinks chamer medina. And therefore, we have a machlokas over here between Rav Ozner and Rav Yoshev versus the Chazon Ish and the Ktos HaShulchan. If nowadays the fact that the wine is matzui, but it's not normally drank as a regular drink, if that leaves room for other drinks to be considered chamer medina, Rav Yoshev and Rav Ozner say yes, and the Chazon Ish and Ktos HaShulchan say no. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to Sif Katan Ches. The Mechaber again told us that if wine is not matzui in that place, but beer or other drinks are chamer medina, you can make the Birchas HaMazon on these other drinks, excluding water. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches, Ba'oso Mokom Hainu B'chol Ha'ir. It means the wine is not commonly found in the whole city. Afsha B'shar Ayaros V'Medina Zo Nimtza Yayin Harbe. Even if in other cities in the country, wine is found in abundance, it doesn't go by the other cities in the country. It goes by the city in which you are found. So if the wine is not commonly found in that city, and the beer or other drinks are, so says the Mechaber, you could be Mevarachin Aleihem, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches, Vim Yeishlo Shnei Minei Mashkin. If you have two types of drinks, Kigon Sheikhar or Meidvash, Vikayotze Bazeh, or anything similar to Sheikhar and Meidvash, V'echad mehen chavav alav, and you enjoy one over the other, Yivarech al Oso Hamin Shu chavav alav, you should bench on the one that you enjoy more than the other. And certainly, if that one liquid that you enjoy more was the drink that you were drinking during the Suda before the benching, certainly, then certainly appropriate to bench also on that same drink. Velo amashke ha'acher, not on the other drink. You shouldn't have your table full and the table of your Rebbe empty. Meaning if you enjoy one drink over the other and you drank it during the Suda for your own enjoyment, so now that it's coming to use it for the mitzvah, you certainly should use the one you enjoy more for Hashem. But this is all specifically if that drink that you enjoy over the other is in fact Chamar Medina. That is that they commonly drink it in that place. But if they only drink that drink in your location once in a while, after be'etzim u'chashav yosu mechavero, even though in truth it's more chashav than the other drink, lo havei chamar medina, that will not give it the status of chamar medina. Midei dehavei ashar mashkin, just like we find by other drinks, could go in yayin tapuchim, like apple juice, v'yayin rimonim, pomegranate juice, those are very geshmaka drinks, but since they're not commonly used as a drink, at least in Chavetz Chaim's times, they were not considered Chamer Medina, and therefore, in order to have this drink win out over the other drink, it has to be that it's commonly drunk and has the status of Chamer Medina. And we said in the Mechaber that if wine is not commonly found and beer or other drinks are commonly found in that place, then you can use them for benching except for water. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in Sivkotun Yud, even if most of the people in that place are drinking water, you cannot bench on water. So too these other drinks of kavas, which on the Targum says mashke toseis, a fermented drink, rusi from Russia, or borscht, which is selek, which is borscht, is beet juice. Even if many people and most people are drinking these drinks, still they are not considered any more chashav than water and cannot be used for benching. V'tish beer, which is a table beer, as the Targum tells us, it could be that we could be lenient in a pressing situation when most people are drinking it. But now we'll take a break and look at note number 11, where he gets into certain drinks, if they are considered Chamar Medina or not. So note number 11, he begins, Umitzim she'ikaram mayim, and juices that are be'ikar water. So Rav Moshe writes, she'ein dinam k'chamar medina, juice is not considered Chamar Medina. Mishum she'ein shosim osa mishum chashivusam, because they are not drunk because of their importance, the chashivos elo kedei laharvos esatzimoun. Rather, they're just drunk to try to make a person not thirsty anymore. V'chein das hagon or shomaz aman erbach and Rav Yoshev shemitzim elu dinim kemayim kevan sheikramayim. That these different juices are not considered chamer medina. They have a din of water since they are beikar water. That is Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Yoshev. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Nissen Karela says, Shekevan Shamon Am Shosim Mitzim Elu, since most people are drinking these juices, Yesh Lehistapik Shem Medinam Kal Chamer Medina, we should be in doubt of maybe it is considered, in fact, Chamer Medina. Umei soda, seltzer, kosa b'shalas and shuvah salmas chayim, she'enu nechshav chamar medina, seltzer is not considered chamar medina, v'chein kosa the igros Moshe. U'le'inyan mitz tapuzim u'mitz eshkoliot. Now when it comes to orange juice or grapefruit juice or other juices, das hagon, das ha'chazon ish, she'efsher she'chashuvim heim chamar medina, it could be that these juices are considered chamar medina. Mikomakom lo samach al kach lemaisa. However, the Chazon Ish would not rely on this lemaisa. We saw earlier that the Chazon Ish says that there is no chamar medina nowadays at all. Anyway, v'das hagon Rav Yoshev shemashkim elu chashuvim heim. They are considered chashuv v'dinim kechamar medina, and they are considered chamar medina as opposed to the mitzim we discussed before that are beikar water. These mitzim of mitzvah puzim and mitzvah eshkaliot, so Rav Yoshev says they are considered chamer medina. Umash she'ein nohog lishtos miyam harbi, that which we don't drink them commonly, ein ze elo machmas yikrusim, that's only because they are expensive. V'hosev, and he adds on, she'af im yosifu v'mashkim eglu mayim, even if you add some water to these drinks, kol she'nishar adayin tama mashkim, so long that it retains the taste of that drink, chashuvim heim chamer medina, it still will be considered chamer medina. What about tea? Ulinyan tei kotzav aksos ha-shulchan she'enu chamer medina. So aksos ha-shulchan says tea is not chamer medina. Mishum she'en mevi'en oso l'suda b'makom ha-yayin. It's not brought to a suda as a replacement for wine. V'chein das lagon Ruchayim Kenevsky. V'hosef and Ruchayim adds on, she'af she'hoyu mekomos behem achshivu as ha-tei yosem min ha-kavas. Even though there are places where they were machshiv the tea more than the table beer, mikomakom hayom ein ha-davar kei. Nowadays it's not so. U'mishum kach ein ha-tei nidon k'chamer medina. Therefore, Ruchayim Kenevsky Yaski says T is not considered chamer medina. Ubishalas and shivas igras Moshe kasa shafal pisha lachatchila ein lahadil al tei. Even though lachatchila you should not use T for avdola, kevan shein shosim also lekavod elatzimon. Since it's not normally drank for honor for kavod, but rather only when one is thirsty. Mikomakom b'shas adcha gadol efshel hakel baze. But Moshe says that b'shas adcha in a great pressing situation, one can rely on the fact that T would be considered chamer medina. Midach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv says, Sha'atei Nechshav Chamer Medina. Rav Yashiv says that tea, in fact, is considered Chamer Medina. What about coffee? So the next paragraph he brings from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Sha'kol Odhu Cham. So long the coffee is hot, Nechshav Chamer Medina, coffee is considered Chamer Medina. Ve'ein chilo klal ben kafei shachor le kafei namas. It doesn't matter what type of coffee it is. Ve'ein kafei yem chalov le kafei below chalov, whether it's milk or not. Ve'das Rav Yashiv she'im magishim. Turning to page 33. Also, kikibud b'smachos v'kayotzi v'zef, it's brought out for honor at a simcha or similar things, nechshavu chamer medina, it is considered chamer medina. Me'idach, R'chaim Kinyaski writes, shakafei eino nechshav chamer medina. So again, we have a machlokas here, Rav Yashiv says it is okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it is okay, but R'chaim Kinyaski says it is not chamer medina when it comes to coffee. Skipping the next paragraph, we'll just read a few more lines. Re'ei b'sefer chivas v'anhagos, shechein hoya minag ha'griz. This was the minhag of the Brisker Rav, b'shas ha'tzorech, in a time of need, lahavdil al tei or coffee. He did make havdalah on tea or coffee, obviously assuming that they were considered chamer medina. V'chein kosel b'shal chivas sitz eliezer, b'shem ha'aderesh. Shahar be ga'onim nogu lahavdil al tei v'kafe mesukim. That many ga'onim were knowing to make havdalah on tea and coffee that is sweet, me'achar v'aderech lechabe b'hem orchim, since it is a normal way to be mechabed orchim with these drinks, so they are considered to be chamer medina. That's a general synopsis of what the poskim say, lagabe, which drinks are or are not considered chamer medina. Obviously, most of them are machlokas, but it seems to be that with coffee and tea, many come out that it is okay. The other things seem to be a very big machlokas. Continuing weiter in the Mishaburin, Sifkoton Yud Aleph. That's going on now. The Ramah said that that which we're knowing in our countries to bench on Sheikhar, one should not protest. He brought a few reasons. Number one, he says, because some say it doesn't work, benching doesn't require kos at all. Furthermore, the Ramah said, because the Iker Chamer Medina is beer. And he said, the Kovim has Su'uda Alav. So let's see the Mishaburus of Katin Alav. Mash, Nohagim, Rasalomish, Nohagim, Levarach, Allah Sheikhar, Afagad, the Yayin Matsui Be'ir. That the minhag is to bench on beer, even though wine is found in the city. So again, the reason is, as the Ramah said, because some say you don't need a kos at all, so this kos is not so chashuv. And furthermore, this is considered chamar medina, and the kovim hasuda alav, the kovei hasuda on it. Says the Mishavur, Aslomar means to say, af im lo nachshiv oso lechamar medina kol kach b'mishav matzui gam yayin sham, even if you want to say the beer is not really considered so much of a chamar medina because wine is commonly found there, mikomakom b'lav hochi yesh omrim. Still, besides that, there are people that say, that if you will kovei asuda from the beginning on other liquids, machshev osam bazeh, and that way you are machshev the drinks, and then we said, according to them, you can use these drinks for benching, even though you have wine. But we said in the beginning of this sif, lefi the mechaber, that he was so same, like the poskim that say it doesn't work. But says the Mishabura, the Ramah over here, who says you can bench on the beer, even though wine is found, he says that you could be mitzareif, the shita that holds, that once you're machshiva by drinking during the suda, that can count for benching, since anyway the wine is expensive, it's not so commonly found, even though it is found over there, you can be mitzareif that for other reasons and allow a person to bench on the beer. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Ozur, he says, "Kein pirush hamagen Avram v'agra." This pirush that we just explained in the Ramah of what it means, "V'koven asuda alav," that the individual was kaveh the suda on it. That is the explanation of the magen Avram and the gra. Mishum dayakasha luhu lefarish kipshate, because it was hard for them to explain the pasha pshat that it's just saying people in general are kaveh asuda on beer. The lama hutzrich Ramah lahosef davarzeh. Why is the Ramah adding this in? Once he says it's Chamer Medina, so why is he adding in that there's a Koveya Suda on it? Therefore, they say that the pshat is that with Mitztarif, even if you want to say it's not Chamer Medina, still, since this person was Koveya on it, it makes it Chashiv, and therefore he's allowed to use it for benching. V'ulam gam l'dituk tzas kasha, but even according to this, Magen Avram and the Gura, who explain, like we said in the Mishabura, of what it means, Koveya Suda Allah, that this person was Koveya Suda on the drink, and therefore he's Machshiv, and he could use it for benching, So even according to them, the Havei Luhu L'Rama Lichto B'Loshen Yachid, then the Rama should have said it differently. He should have said V'Kova Asuda Olav. This person was Koveya Asuda on it. Hainu Mitchilu B'Soch Asuda. Why does Rama say V'Kov In Asuda Olav? Sounds like it's a general thing according to the way the Magen Avraham and the Gra are explaining it, like the Mishabura brings it down. It shouldn't say that people in general are Koveya on it. It's talking about this individual, he was Koveya on it. So that it should be mashma from the lashon of the Rama that this person himself is kovei on it. But says the Chavetz Chaim, v'ulai mishum de pasap bit mitchila b'loshan rabim the kosher shenohagin. It could be because the Rama started off his sentence by saying umashen ohagin as a general expression of what people are knowing in general. Lakach siem gam came b'loshan ze v'amavurchin gufayu koi. Therefore, the Rama finishes off with that lashon of nohagim, a koven, to be consistent in his lashon. But really, what he means, according to the Magen Avraham and the Gra, it means this person was koveya. He's just borrowing the plural lashon that he started his sentence with. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkat on Yud Gimel. We said, even though wine is nimtza beir, still it's not considered matzui lagabe this because it's expensive and you can't be buying it for every suda to use for benching. Says the Rama in Yud Gimel V'Yashar, Aval le'inyan kiddush v'avdala mashma degam Rama moded the tzarach l'achzor dafka achar yayin. But lagabe kiddush v'avdala, it's mashma that even the Rama is moded that you need to go dafka after wine, kaven the yayin nimtza be'ir, elashu b'yoker. Since wine is found in the city just as expensive, you have to go after it for kiddush v'avdala. There's only a head that the Rama is bringing down, lagabe the coast of Berchas HaMazon, which the Rama started off in anyway and saying that there are those who say it doesn't require a coast at all. It's impossible to be buying wine that's expensive for every single suda. But like we said earlier, but if there is wine in one's house, you would have to bench on that coast of wine. And if you only have a little bit of wine in your house, only enough for Kiddush V'Avdolah, you would not have to bench on it. The Kiddush V'Avdolah l'kul yal maton kos, because Kiddush V'Avdolah, according to everyone, requires a kos, and it's more strict than the kos of Berchas HaMazon. The last thing the Rama told us are those who are medatik when they bench biyachidus on a kos of wine, they don't hold the kos in their hands, they leave it in front of them, and we said this is an appropriate minhag al derech Kabbalah. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tez Vav, shelo le'achos, not to hold it, the hamedatik in shemavarchin al kos. Those who are medaktik and they bench on a coast when they're by themselves, who lotzeis yidei deya harishona shebesif aleph. That's all in order to fulfill the first opinion that we saw in the mechaber in sif aleph. The gam biyochet ton coast, that even an individual benching himself requires a coast. V'rakdu me'azohar mashma the yochet lo yivarach al coast. But the zohar is mashma that a yochet benching by himself should not use a coast. V'alkein mevorachin the ein oksim biyodom, and therefore we're machria between the first sheet of the mechaber and the zohar, that we do bench on the coast, but these people are known to bench on the coast, but they don't hold the coast in their hands. That way they satisfy everyone. Lamai said they're not holding the coast, so it's not like they're really benching on the coast. But even the shittas that say that Birgaz HaMazon requires a coast, Hariya coast, the fun of Allah Shulchan, Lamai said the coast is in front of you on the table. And holding the coast is only a mitzvah and a mufcha according to everyone. So even those who say you require a kos, if it's in front of you, it's good enough. And therefore, the hachra between the shita that says you require the kos and the shita that says you don't require a kos is you use the kos, but you don't hold it. Therefore, according to those who say you don't need a kos, you're not really using a kos. According to those who say you need a kos, you are using a kos. You're just lacking in the extra mitzvah mufchar holding it in your hand, but you're certainly yotze, benching on a kos, but you're not holding it when it's just placed down in front of you. The Rama ended off and said that Nochon Minogzel Pikabala says the Mishabur and Sivkatan Tazayan, what Salomon means to say, Masha Ain Oksim Osel Biadayim, this Minog of not holding the coast because the Muslim in your hands fits well with the Divrei Kabbalah. Ukayo Minog Ha'olam She'ein Mavarachan Ala Kos Klal Biyachid, but we end off with what we ended off the last year, and that is, and nowadays the Minog Ha'olam is that we do not bench on the coast at all when one is Biyachidus. Only we do it when we have a mezumin. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we will begin Sif Gimel.